Bergdahl is in San Antonio for the final phase of reintegration back into a stable life, including professional, family, and community activities with as few complications as possible. Colonel Bradley Poppin, who directs the reintegration program at BAMC, says it can be a long process even to relearn fundamental activities of everyday life.
Every one of us decided what to put on today, what to have for breakfast, where we're going for lunch. Those decision-making process has been fundamentally removed from him, where he was told when to eat, what to eat, where to eat, when to go to the bathroom, all those sorts of things. So one of the big concepts is to get him to a sense of having the sense of predictability and control of his environment.
BAMC is the military's headquarters for the reintegration program. It is designed around four key areas of support: medical care, psychological support, debriefings, and family support. The officers read a brief statement from Bergdahl's family that asked for privacy at this time. Bergdahl has been the subject of controversy since his May 31st release from the Taliban in exchange for five high-level prisoners from Guantanamo. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.